Alright, I found this really nice spot, and I thought it'd be nice to put, like, a mountainside cabin or something, you know? And I'm like, oh, dude, what if a river was, like, coming down here? That'll be nice. Like a waterfall? Let's do it. Oops. This. So this will be like a balcony, I think. What helps me a lot when building is to walk in and visualize the space. Can you imagine the rooms being big enough? If not, you can always just expand it. Okay, so this could be like a fireplace. Yeah, that'd be good. Ooh, we could have some like double French doors. That'd be kind of cool. Would jungle look good? Kind of works, right? Ooh, maybe actually having this come out one more. And that's another thing. If you don't like what you have, don't be afraid to change it. Love wraparound porches. Okay. Looks good. Oh! Wait, I didn't even notice this. Dude, this looks crazy. Oh, I gotta do something with this. I'll think about it. I do kind of want a window, though, I feel like. Okay, let's scrap this. That's kind of cool. That'll go up. How would dripstone look? Here, I'll stick with the mud, actually. That's kind of nice. Do I want mudstone or do I want some contrast? Ooh, brick could be kind of nice. Splash of color. Oh, I could actually do that instead. And then, oh. I want some more depth. So this could be like, definitely want a couch here. Oops. Hello. What are you doing? I gotta name this guy. Oh, don't go in the fire! Oh god. Alright, this is coming along. Alright, that's the frame. I'm not sure if this is going to work, so we're just going to do a test. I actually like that. A little splash of color. Gradient a little bit. Yeah, that's a nice texture. Would that look kind of silly, or... Eh, it's kind of nice, actually. Still have no idea what I'm going to do out here. I mean, this is kind of begging for, like, an outdoor workshop, I feel like. This guy just will not leave me alone. I think they're actually kind of a little bit low. It's better. And this would lead up into the enchanting room. That's cool. This is a... Ooh, man. This is turning out better than I expected. Maybe, like, what if this was, like, a way out? I think it'd be cool. Kind of like this. I'll probably bring this down. Definitely bring this ground level down. You know what? That's going to take too long. Let's do the quicker method. Whoops. A little too close. Does it need to be that tall? Not really, actually. I'm going to blow a hole in the side of this wall with some TNT. So start small and see where this goes. Seems unscathed. I want to make two giant, like, furnace things. Or maybe even just one. That looks clean. Oh my goodness. So, that's the build. Hope you liked it. Just thought I'd mix up the content a bit, you know? Now, I do want to leave you with some thoughts. Honestly, I did not have much of a plan going into this video. I knew I wanted to build a spruce house on a mountain, maybe a little waterfall action, but that's about it. Just went with the flow, no pun intended, and just saw what happened. And I think that can be a good way to handle creative projects like this, and even life, honestly. Sometimes spontaneity is key. Don't be afraid to change or mix up what you're doing. You know, I thought I was going to have these big double doors on the balcony. Nope. I like this window instead. And the cliffside smithing area thing, that was also just imagination. You know, just see what happens. You might surprise yourself. And if you are working on something, and it's not really working yet, just take a step back and say, you know what, maybe I should change things up. Sometimes that can make all the difference. So, hope that wasn't too cheesy, too cliche, you know, but just had some thoughts after finishing this, and I thought I would share it with you all. By the way, this final shot going through the chimney, oh, chef's kiss, dude. I don't know why, but I love it. Anyways, I'll let the rest of this clip play out, and I'll catch you later.